sounds are almost synonymous with the spooky soundtrack of Halloween. But those howls from a North American gray wolf pack may soon become a regular occurrence in California, as wolves continue to make a remarkable comeback in the Golden State. A century after gray wolves were wiped out in California, the iconic species is slowly returning. The California Department of Fish and Wildlife reports that the state's wolf population has grown to at least 50 animals, marking a decade of recovery since the first modern pack was confirmed in 2015.
Most of our packs are in the northeastern part of the state, although we do have one pack 200, 300 miles south of that area down in Tulare County.
That was Amarouk Weiss, senior wolf advocate with the Center for Biological Diversity, an organization that's been advocating for wolf protection nationwide for decades, especially in efforts to list them under both the state and federal Endangered Species Acts. Wolves remain protected under those laws, and advocates say their return shows how strong legal protections can help revive a once-vanished wildlife. But in a tragic mark of recovery, the California Department of Fish and Wildlife confirmed it lethally removed 4 wolves from a pack in the Sierra Valley after 4 months of escalating livestock attacks.
The pack that you're talking about is the BAM SEO pack, and they were first confirmed in spring of 2023. The county that they were confirmed in that they set up their territory is Plumas County.
Officials say the pack was responsible for more than 60% of cattle losses statewide this year, despite extensive non-lethal deterrence efforts that included drones, hazing, and 24-hour field patrols.
But the wolves really had just become too habituated to feeding on livestock.
Between March 28th and September 10th of this year, the wolves were linked to 70 livestock losses. The BAM SEO pack accounted for about 63%. A recent UC Davis study found that a single wolf can cause up to $162,000 in indirect losses, with statewide impacts estimated between $1.4 and $3.4 million, depending on severity. But Weiss says data from other states shows that livestock predation overall remains rare, and that California's newness to coexistence is part of the challenge.
In the northern Rocky Mountains, we know that at most conflicts are one in every 14,000 cattle to even as few as one in every 55,000 cattle. And this is a place where they've had wolves for 30 years. In Washington, average losses to wolves are 20 per year. In Oregon, average losses to wolves are 40 per year. And both of those states have over a million cattle and sheep. So we know that conflicts are really rare, although media headlines seem to indicate otherwise, but that's not what the facts are on the ground.
She says ranchers in Oregon, Washington, and Colorado use more consistent preventative measures, while many in California have yet to adopt proven deterrence.
Even UC Davis Extension Service had sent out materials a couple years before saying there's non-lethal things that you can do to prevent wolf livestock attacks. It does not appear that that is what happened. And so if non-lethal measures had been used proactively before we hit this summer grazing season, I do not believe we would have seen anywhere near the level of conflict.
While CDFW did not directly respond to our interview request, they issued a press release where the agency director stated, quote, "Wolves are here in California, and that is an amazing ecological return. Yet their reemergence is a significant disruptive change for rural communities. Wolves are one of the state's most iconic species, and coexistence is our collective future. But that comes with tremendous responsibility and sometimes hard decisions. The Bayum-Sayo pack has become so reliant on cattle at an unprecedented level that we could not break the cycle, which ultimately is not good for the long-term recovery of wolves or for people, close quote. Weiss hopes that state officials, ranchers, and conservation groups can come together for deeper discussions about the future of California's wolf management.
We're going to keep doing what we can do to make sure that we can all coexist with them again.
For KPFA News, I'm Lauren Schmidt.